Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. It is another movement snack of the week. And this week, I want us to think about, so if we're thinking about summer fun, getting out, doing more activities, one thing you may notice is that you may struggle with incontinence. So I'm actually going to do an episode a little bit later diving more into incontinence for you, for those of you who suffer with it. So incontinence, just in case you don't know, it is where you are leaking urine when you laugh, cough, jump, run, things like that. So if you struggle with this, I'm just going to provide you with a quick tip today, and then we'll do a deep dive in July about this more. So today what I want to talk to you, because we're talking about summer fun and getting out and doing activities, especially if you're running around with your children and doing things like that, one of the things that I think of as my children were growing up, we were outside and there was lots of jump roping and jumping over ropes. I can't think of what it's called, where you spin around in a circle and you've got the jump rope out long. What, you guys are screaming at me, telling me what it is. I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, so thinking of like jump roping or jogging around with your kids. And this is when some of us leak, that it is not normal, but it is common. Okay, so this is a problem a lot of us have. So I just want to provide you with a quick tip to kind of help you if this tends to be you. And what I want you to do is when you're out playing, doing things, notice what your position of your body is. So the first thing that usually happens, many of us jut our chin out. So that forward head posture think, you know, you're jutting your chin out. So reconnect that chin, tuck that chin just slightly, lengthen up through the spine. So your pelvis and rib cage are stacked. This will hold that connection, that deep core connection that you've probably heard me talk about quite often. But that's going to help with that. The other thing is notice how you're landing. I've spoken about this back in the foot episode. Are you soft on your feet when you land? Or are you clomping along when you jog or jump with a jump rope? Make sure that your feet are landing softly. This would be going through the forefoot, not putting so much pressure on the heel. Those types of things will help with that. The other thing is your breathing. So when we breathe, you may have heard me mention this, we use our core. We use our core when we're breathing. So what I want you to think about is if you're, you know, jogging or jump roping or running to chase your kids, think about breathing a deep breath in and then forcefully breathe out. And you can practice that right now. So if you breathe in and then you forcefully breathe out in quick breath, so you would go, hopefully you can hear that. That is what I want you to practice. So you would breathe in, and when you breathe out, go. And as you're doing that, I'm sitting in my chair and I'm doing it, and I can feel how my core responds. Those core muscles respond every time I do that. So that is what you're going to do. You can do it while you're sitting. You're going to feel how that core activates. And then go out. If you deal with incontinence, go out and try that out and see if you notice a difference. Does it help to delay it? You may be one of those people where it works for a little bit of time. Maybe you can do 30 seconds of jump rope, but the minute you go for a minute, you'll leak again. If that's something that you notice and are struggling with, I do want to let you know that I do have a mini course that you can go take. And if you're interested, you would just go to, I'll leave you the link, but you can grab that. There's also information I have in the FormFit Mom community. We're doing 30 days of core connection. So there's information for that as well. And then that's pretty much it. So test that out. Go see how does that, you know, do you notice a difference? Test it out here. You can work on your breathing just through, you can work on core strengthening just while you're breathing as well. So that is what we're going to do today. And I hope you enjoy your summer. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.